Les Miserables.
Volume 3. Marius. Book 3. The Grandfather and the Grandson. By Victor Hugo. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Chapter 1. An Ancient Salon. When Monsieur Gillenormand lived in the Rue Servandoni, he had frequented many very good and very aristocratic salons. Although a bourgeois, Monsieur Gillenormand was received in society. As he had a double measure of wit, in the first place, that which was born with him, and secondly, that which was attributed to him, he was even sought out and made much of. He never went anywhere except on condition of being the chief person there. There are people who will have influence at any price, and who will have other people busy themselves over them. When they cannot be oracles, they turn wags. Monsieur Gillenormand was not of this nature. His domination in the royalist salons, which he frequented, cost his self-respect nothing. He was an oracle everywhere. It happened to him to hold his own against Monsieur de Bonal, and even against Monsieur Benny Puyvalet. About 1817 he invariably passed two afternoons a week in a house in his own neighbourhood in the Rue Férou,